Here is one of those headlines that just grabs your attention. Secret Nazi hideout in Argentina. Let's dial back the excitement a bit. Archaeologists in Argentina say they found evidence of what could have been a secret Nazi hideout dating back to World War II. Daniel Shavelson led the team that made the find. So what did you find and where is it? Just to kind of describe what you saw.
Well, we found some buildings inside a jungle, really covered by trees and the jungle itself, that we think was built near the end of the Second World War, probably to protect some Nazi people. And as the history changed in our country in 1945 with the access to the power of General Perón, who protected the Nazis, the building was not really necessary and was abandoned until today.
Why this location?
During the 40s, it was really an isolated place, a jungle without roads. It was hard for us in that conditions. And it's interesting because in 2 minutes, you are on the border of Paraguay. There is a river. You only need to cross with a boat and you are in another country.
So it would be really hard to find them.
Oh, yeah. This is a place to be really isolated.
And what did you find in these buildings that made you believe that this might have been a Nazi hideout?
Well, we have some lines of evidence. The isolation of the place, the kind of architecture, absolutely completely different than on the area until today. It's a very poor area, and the houses was made only by wood, not stone and this kind of big buildings. And we found under the walls some Nazi coins, German coins from those years, under the walls.
So that would suggest that somebody had been there at some point, maybe an actual German.
Yes, but not after.
Right.
Here is an old tradition. When you build a building, to put under the roof or under the floor or under the walls, to put something to remember. Like, I was there.
Like a coin, for example.
Absolutely, it's normal here.
Mm. And also, there was a plate found?
Yeah, yeah. The plate made in Germany, and to find porcelain in the middle of the jungle is not normal.
Mm.
All is abnormal.
What other evidence do you need before you can say, yeah, there were Nazis hanging out in this part of the jungle?
Well, we need another 2, 3, 4 expeditions to the place to keep digging. Archaeology takes time. It's not like the media, you know, it's not instant. We need time to think, to talk, to study the objects. Well, we need time.
So if you do determine this was a secret Nazi hideout, what does it actually mean? That even before General Juan Perón, Nazis saw Argentina as a kind of semi-safe destination?
Well, that's what we think. For us, it's important to know, because until today, remember that we still have a Peronist government today.
Under Cristina Fernández de Kirchner.
Yes, and for the last half century, Perón was the main figure of our history. And there are so many people that they don't like to talk about the relation with Perón, with Nazi, and all that dusty history of Argentina. For us, it's important to reopen discussion and to study. Not only I said or somebody told me, it's important to talk about objects, building, hard evidence.
Daniel Shavelson directs the Urban Archaeology Center at Buenos Aires University. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.